cloud. Carol Casey, I'm admitting.
Also.
So you're ready to start.
Yeah, open a meeting at 9:30. Okay, transfer station management plan. And that's the agenda. Possible executive session later, maybe, no.
I just always
And
put that.
Zoom access link. So, somebody want to start, Marion?
Okay, I was found on Saturday as I notified the board over a week ago. I would take responsibility about getting the any revenue and receipts and so on back up to Elaine on Monday. So when I was down there, Kevin, the attendant, suggested or offered to be able to bring that the receipts and the money back to the town clerk office on Saturday after they finished their jobs and drop them off at the door. Elaine, I talked to her about that to get her permission, and she said, well, it's okay with herself. I'll let Elaine speak herself, but
It's not my decision.
it's not
Yeah.
secure. It's not secure. So this is the question. This is just one responsibility that that has to be attended to.
And this, I pulled this up as a possibility to solve that problem.
Or to build something else?
You
I wouldn't
can,
think so.
well, no, you just put it instead of the door slot coming into that box, it comes into a secure.
Look at it also.
Okay, then it's just one responsibility
It
of
would
the
still be the same
attendants.
slot in the
Same,
door.
look, I
Fingers
think.
different.
I'm not a
It's just
carpenter.
one
But
responsibility
because a lot
that
of
the
people can
attendants are
walk
going to
in and
have to
out of
face. They
here,
have to call
I don't
Myers.
think
They have to
it's
call
fair.
Fidelity.
They'll do fine. Oh, okay, and there's no cover on
I
that.
have
Faith in
and
them.
there's a lot of people with
Did you
keys.
work with them?
Huh?
Have you worked with them? I mean, they are
Well,
hard workers, but they don't want the responsibility, David.
they don't.
No.
Well, I don't blame them.
I don't either.
Yeah, because you're handling money.
I don't either.
And the less people, and we know how it is, the audit always comes up with that in an audit, and we haven't had that lately.
What was that
It's the
again?
trash bags and the cash.
Well,
John might be able to
the
speak.
auditors have always picked up there's a weakness in that hole.
Well, I threw out an idea once, but it got shot down.
What's that?
Got a credit card.
But they don't want that either, by the way.
It's
So
a
I don't
lot
know.
less.
It seems like someone has to take a position of management at the place and its various jobs and tasks. But as it is, we'll just have to limp along with Kevin and Eric and hope that.
How much revenue do they handle in like on a typical
Okay, that
Saturday?
was Saturday. It was over $400.
Okay.
It can go to, in the summer to 1,000. So this was Saturday, $400.
Okay.
Hi, if you could sign in. Hi.
Part of it is cash, and quite a bit of that 400 was probably checks, wasn't
Two checks.
it? Two
That's
checks,
all.
but one was like 150.
Pardon?
One was like 150, I believe.
That was for the
So.
two mattresses, which were thrown into CD, which I guess is okay. I called Denny KW WMD about that. And they, yeah, mattresses are CD. The
But it's not
structural
all.
brief. But we do charge $50 a mattress.
Because we get
I don't
checks.
know what happens after that. Myers picks them up,
Oh yeah,
sends them
they
to
go to
landfill,
Newport
and
too.
then they send us a bill. Myers bills us. Correct, Elaine?
John's bet I don't do the accounts payable anymore, so I'm not. You want me to pull John in?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
But it's just a lot to pay attention to down there, and so maybe that's why the auditors found it.
So, do we have a list of all the responsibilities that you're looking or that we need to have covered? So, there's the money aspect of it. Then there's coordinating with the various trash companies for pickup. What other?
Responsibilities: assist the recycling with customers, weigh waste, charge for waste, tires, bags, CD, contact vendors, upkeep of the facility, contact the road crew for plowing and mowing, and that's not complete. It's just what came into my mind about what kind of responsibilities there were present.
And there was a which I gave to the two new people. NEKWMD has a training manual that I gave to them. I asked for an up. I found an old one. I said, "Oh, maybe there's a new one." So I asked
Yeah,
for a
I've
new
never
one.
seen that.
So I guess I thought maybe you had one, but I'll
Yeah.
have to. I can pull it
Right.
up, and that might help with some of this stuff.
Right. But in my position, it's the title is town representative to the NEK-WMD. So my responsibility is to attend the monthly meetings, provide that information or what's going on with the organization itself to the town, and to pursue questions that come up that deal directly with NEK-WMD. And that's not calling and making arrangements for pickup or any kind of recyclable materials. For instance, when we discontinued curbside pickup by the town, I went out and got a hold of a brief list of registered haulers who would satisfy that situation in the event that we weren't there from NEK-WMD. Those are the kind of responsibilities that but I am not responsible for managing the transfer station itself. Just want to make that clear. So there we are.
Okay. So,
well, I guess, to add on to that is when things, Darcy always made the phone calls to people like WMD and Myers and Casella's to pick up the CD box, and when everything is full, either we have to take on that responsibility or we pay Kevin or Eric to make the phone calls on during the week. I mean, you can't expect Darcy did it, but he worked for the town. So
Right.
he
There were
could move
Darcy and there
on.
was Phipps and there was Burton. There was some individual who was more or less assumed overall management of the
Yeah.
place, and they took on those
But I don't think,
responsibilities, but now there's no one.
yeah, and I
He's
don't feel
partially absent.
it's fair to ask the guys who work there to, during the week, have to make phone calls. That's,
The
not
other thing
really.
too is Kevin is going to Connecticut every week. So he's frequently not there during the week.
And I don't mind making when I go down every Saturday
Yeah.
when the dumpster gets full, because Darcy said they go by pressure is when they empty it, not
Yeah.
necessarily how full it looks on the pressure gauge or
Right.
the hydraulic. Yeah.
Right.
When it gets over 1,000 pounds, when it gets to 1,000 pounds,
Yeah.
then they
Yeah.
make the call because it might be a week or two. So
So if you're going to
it,
take on that responsibility, there'll be others. There's All Metals,
yeah.
Costella, Myers, all those vendors, and NEK-WMD regarding pickup, if we need pickup and so on. Those are all calls that have to be made by somebody in a management position.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind doing that because All Metals is only twice a year, so that's not a big deal.
Right, right.
The other ones, like the Zero Shore, I mean, that Myers, I mean,
Casella.
that's because,
Casella is
yeah,
the
I'd
term.
have to figure out who does what. And I don't mind making those calls unless you want the guys that work down there to make them.
We were previously paying Darcy for his time when he would make those calls, correct?
I don't know.
Yes.
You
He
know,
did.
everybody over the history of it is everybody that managed it would just make the calls.
But there was a
At a
little,
higher rate
well,
than
there
the
was
attendant.
a little, he did his 5 hours, and then there was
I
maybe
think
an
that was
hour extra for all the,
bringing the cash up and
yeah.
okay.
doing the phone
So he
calls. So
was,
usually they close up around 1, and then there's a close up afterwards. So there usually was a half hour, but they go from
But
there.
he couldn't make the phone calls on Saturday afternoon, I'm sure.
Right. So he would call during the week.
Yeah, during the
I
week.
feel like it's 5.5 for the actual day they were there, hours, and 1.5, like
Who
for,
are you going to call on Saturday?
so
Nobody's going
7 hours
to.
a week.
No,
I think.
Monday they have to make calls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not Saturday.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
I have enough spare time to make the call every couple weeks or something. It's not a,
Yeah.
as long
So, is
as.
there a way, Bill, that they could, they have phones?
I don't even know that. There's a
Well, I was
they
thinking of is no, they don't
do
use.
have cell phones.
There's a landline there.
Yeah.
Okay, so they could just call and leave a message. that this, rather than you being on pins and needles having to go back and forth wondering, well, what's going on here? They should be trained to the fact of that 1,000 pounds, somebody needs to be contacted.
Yeah, because it might not be full when I'm there at 9 o'clock in the morning, then it
Yeah.
might hit the
The 1,000 pounds.
yeah.
That's it. Yeah. That's my thought anyway.
Yeah,
Yeah.
if they're not gonna, they don't want an extra hour or whatever to make the phone calls a week.
Yeah, that would
Then,
work too.
I think that should be offered
Yeah.
to
Yeah.
both of them. Say, hey,
Yeah.
we'll pay you for your time, but
Yeah.
It
I'm good
should
with that.
include also the questions which are always coming up about how to handle particular materials, hazmat materials and so on that are recyclable, that they even presented to me on Saturday. Well, what about this one? What about hardcover and softcover books? And there's always questions about those, but those I would hope eventually get addressed to the outreach coordinator who's in a new position at WND. Can answer those questions for them, but it's more calls. It's more stuff they have to look into.
The other thing, we used the WMD used to have pamphlets that I
It
think
was,
kept.
well, it's online. It's online, recycling, all that kind of stuff. There are pamphlets, and I do post them more in the
You
summer,
print
people.
down a few that they can say, hey, here's the
Yeah.
recommendation or whatever down there.
Darcy did used to come get some every now and then. I
Yeah.
keep them in the office
Yeah.
mostly for summer
And we
people,
do have
but
those posters we're going to put
we're
up
gonna,
with
yeah,
little
the books
posters.
and the styrofoam.
Yeah.
I'm sure we put one up about the mattress fee, but I don't know where they go. Like,
Right.
I don't know
The
that's,
posters?
no, the like mattresses. I
Right.
don't know where the styrofoam goes.
Right.
I don't know those
Right. Those
things.
are all questions that should
Yeah.
be handled by a manager. Yeah. So.
So they from what I can see, they need to have somebody that's from the waste district come in there and go through like a little tutoring course of telling them, because I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know.
Yeah,
It's
training.
so complicated. It's like it changes with the waste district. It changes almost monthly, or it's like the markets. I've heard this before. It's like the markets dictate what is, and then all of a sudden somebody is saving up some recyclables, and you can't take them because they shut you off because they can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
So there's things like that that they need to maybe understand. I'm quite sure they'll understand it.
Yeah, well, it's
So it's.
I do kind of like Miriam's management thing
Yeah.
because we might get calls. I'm not like I would call Dan, and I probably would not call Darcy on a Tuesday. I would call Dan, and then Dan can sort it out. Or if there's any complaints, or sometimes I get a message from Cassell on Friday, we couldn't do your thing, so I come in Monday and I let Dan know. So I kind of feel like there should be
A
somebody
bit like a reinforcement.
so that I'm not chasing employees that are only there on a
Right.
Saturday.
That's another issue is I don't know, 5, 6 years ago, it was determined by the select board that the road crew, in particular Dan, would have responsibilities as managing the transfer station as well, which at that time I thought was not a good idea because Dan has got so much to deal with already, plus he does grants and so on. But the transfer station and the road crew, and particularly Dan, have had some exchange during those years, and Dan, I think, feels that the responsibility is undue on his part.
Correct. I agree, Dan.
But anyway, he has also taken on some management responsibilities,
Previously, but
right,
yeah.
for the transfer station. I don't know, so
And then,
anyway,
well, there's the bags.
the
So there's
bags,
one
right.
key with the cash, and there's two keys here that another person should have. Dan had them, but he turned them in. Because that's inventory that's worth. John does inventory on it to keep it up. That's one of the things the auditor had picked up on.
Yeah.
John's brought it
But
a
the
long
map
way.
sales,
Yeah. He brought that a
yeah.
long way.
Right.
So there's possession of those keys. Just thoughts. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I don't know anything. In their little office, they have probably 105-count bags of bags. So it's not like they have to go into
In there all the time.
the big
Every time somebody
supply,
wants a
right?
bag, right? There's some right there.
There's some right
Yeah,
that you can
we
reach.
did sell, I don't know, quite a few on Saturday.
Yeah, people, quite a few
Yeah,
people come
yeah.
in and buy five at a time.
Right.
And was there a decision, I guess, made probably before I started that Darcy, his position is not getting replaced?
Oh, I have
Or is
no idea.
that.
He was a.
No, there's no
No.
decision
He
been
was
made.
hired as an attendant, right, Elaine?
He's an
He
attendant.
was,
He
yeah.
did not have. I mean, whatever he did was between Dan, him.
Okay, yeah,
So.
okay, got it.
And it was mostly two people working down there, and
Okay.
Darcy was the long term.
Long term, so he
Long
knew.
term,
Okay,
and sort of
yeah.
took this management to control.
Got
So,
it.
or, but as we say, with his departure, there we are. Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if we want one of the two guys that are down there to, offer, like you said, offer them an hour, an extra to make phone calls every week, and that would be the simplest thing rather than relying on one of us to make the phone calls.
Yeah,
That would
which
be.
seems quite temporary, relying on one of us. It's not a.
I think the first thing we I'd like to suggest is that, if like Elaine suggested, there needs to be somebody to take over and take the phone calls because of Dan. I think we need to get that squared away, and then we'll move on to the. So
So just the
I
phone
whatever.
calls, you say?
No, just somebody that if
Someone
there's
has
a
a complaint.
problem or something that comes up, and then they call Dan to find out, well, what's going on here? What, there needs to be that little buffer of somebody to. So what? I mean, I assume have Mary continue if she wants to.
I do not agree with that. I've got way too much to do
Okay,
already. Way too
so what
much.
about who's?
Anybody here volunteering?
I mean, I don't care. To me, I've got a lot of time.
Has anybody asked Darcy if he would continue just that part of it? I don't know if he wants
I think
out
if
totally.
you're out of the picture,
Then you don't know what's going on. Okay, so.
The way it sounded, Darcy was
Out.
out.
Okay.
Because I even
He's done a
asked him if
long
he would
time,
be
yeah.
a fill-in, if one of
It, what
those guys.
you're suggesting requires at least weekly, or I don't know how many days. It requires attention, continuous attention. So Darcy is already has another job, and I don't think he's,
Yeah,
don't
he didn't
want to.
even wasn't too excited about being a fill-in. If somebody, one of those guys was
All
picky, he
right.
said, yeah, I might be interested in a few weeks after I take some time off, but it wasn't like he was jumping at the opportunity. No.
Which is another thing. What if somebody is sick?
Right.
So that third person might be a benefit, but then does that take away hours that the other two or something?
Didn't we have another application?
No, it never came
It
in. Dan
never came
thought
in.
so.
Okay. I just was curious if there was.
Dan thought so, but it didn't come in.
Well, I don't mind doing it if, I don't want it. I'll try it if it turns into more than
What do you
that.
think
I
of
mean,
like?
mainly I'm concerned with getting off. The subject we're on right now is I want to talk about the physical part of
True.
the
Yeah.
operation, not
Right.
necessarily the management, more getting it fixed
Yeah.
in a better way than it is now. I know, I guess I might have to continue.
So you say, you're willing to take on some responsibility. How do you see this, though? Like a Saturday going down. So every Saturday now you go down,
All I'm saying is that
coordinate with them calls.
there needs to be somebody that, let's say you get a call, Elaine. Okay, Elaine just passes a call, that person on to Bill. And, it's just, it's, I don't think it's too big a deal.
No, I don't think you'd get a whole lot
No,
of.
but I mean coordinating with them.
Well, like with them, if we
Regarding the
hire.
calls for pickup, you have to identify what the commodities are, where they are, and
Yeah,
pick them up. You can't just say we need a pickup. You
but
have to
that's where
tell them
I'd go
what
down
we
and
need.
talk to Kevin or Eric
On a
and
Saturday,
on a
it's good to
Saturday.
clear that stuff up with them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but if we pay them during the week on Monday to make the phone call and pay them an extra hour a week to be in charge of making the phone calls,
Yeah.
then it takes me right out of the picture anyway. So
Yeah.
it's not nothing. It would be more complaints if someone
That's what I'm thinking.
complained
Yeah, if somebody,
and said you don't have a good place to put your compost anymore. Well, then we'll have to come back to you guys and say, well, I got a complaint on this, and we have to. But I don't really see it as if we're gonna pay Kevin or Eric, they should be able to make two or three, one or two phone calls a week without being
Well,
that much.
I don't know if they're willing though, to do that. We
Yeah.
have to
Well, it brings you back to what's their job description? Because usually there's a phrase at the end of your most job descriptions that say, and other duties. And if their duties is pointed out that, hey, you've got to make a couple of phone calls here and there, you've got to make a couple of phone calls here and there. I don't know
Not to
if
be
Eric would want to be
difficult,
not that
but.
talkative a person, I think, but Kevin, he loves to talk, so
Yeah.
I can see him
They might roll their eyes when they hear
yeah,
the
not it.
phone. He does every during the week he is in Connecticut. He's taking visiting and taking care of an old elderly sister who's in an assisted living situation. So this is not just a frivolous. He's got a family responsibility which he's dealing with in Connecticut every week.
So if I'm hearing all of these pieces, the first step is Bill will be the contact person for phone calls that Elaine takes for complaints, questions, etc.
And conferring, we got about that on Saturdays. Right, Bill?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we approach, so that's step one. Step two is we approach the two attendants that we currently have to see if they're willing and able to take on the responsibility of working an extra hour during the week to make the phone calls. If they come back with a, bo if both of them come back with a no answer, then we have to explore what our next steps are. If one of them comes back with a yes answer, then that part is covered. Understanding that we, to your point, we may need somebody from the Waste District to come in and provide some updated guidance and training to the attendants who are there, that as far as what goes where and making sure that we're up to date on our sorting or how things get sorted, not the physical aspect of it, but knowing where things should go.
And how to handle like this hazardous, like light bulbs, things like that. They have to be
They have to be
stored.
stored
They have to
special.
be stored
Yeah.
special.
Right.
So
But
that's what the training,
yeah. So I would say step one would be that. Step two is approaching them to see if they're willing for the responsibility. If they're not, then we have to, then we need to come up with something different. If one of them says yes, we move forward with that, plus reach out to the Waste District to see what training is available for them, whether they come up on a Saturday, when they actually see it in motion, or we just, pay the two attendants
So,
to come in for an hour and get some training during the week.
are you willing to bring that up with Kevin and Eric on Saturday? Okay, and describe to them what, how we're headed. Yeah.
okay, so I got one other thought too. What about the pay scale? What are they both getting the same wage?
Yeah, I think we
So,
both started at
you know what
80.
I'm getting at. If somebody takes on responsibilities, he doesn't get the same wage.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's something to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to share it, maybe
So
they feel they both need a raise.
that. Well, they do have it. It was in when we hired them. After 6 months,
6 months.
they were
Yeah.
going from 18 to 1. So,
Right. But both of them were going to 20. So if
right.
somebody's taking on more responsibility,
Yeah.
they probably need to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if you're going to need an extra hour, but then if they get the extra hourly wage for compensation, that kind of different, makes them different, as far as pay scale.
Yes, I don't know if that's necessary. I mean, because if they both do the same work down there, and it's not like you want to put one in charge of the other.
We're not doing that. It's just that he's making the phone call.
You're making the phone calls, but you're getting paid for it. So, to get
Plus
paid
whatever
a second,
capital.
to get paid more when you're already getting paid, that just
That's another
doesn't seem
thing.
necessary, I guess,
No,
to
and that's
me.
another way to look at it too, because if they look at each other and say, "Well, you're getting this, I'm getting this. Why are you getting more?"
Well, we did address this, Darcy, before D Darcy's departure, the question of should there be some management, given these two attendance candidates, is there one that might be a manager and so on? Because I think Darcy himself is aware that there is management responsibilities that have to be assumed, and they both said no kings here. No kings, no kings. We're both equal. We're on equal standing. So I don't know that that may
I would do it
change,
just
but
by
that's
that.
what they said.
You could do, if one of them agrees to take on that extra hour or hour and a half work, you could adjust that hour rate for them, because it's, so when they're both working down there, it's whatever, $20 an hour, but for that extra hour and a half that they put in during the week, you give them a,
Yeah, and they do have your
25.
time sheet right there that they fill out,
So,
right, Elaine? And then they turn it in every biweekly to you. They have their own time sheet
because they're
there that
doing a
they
different
fill
job. Because
out.
they're doing a different job at that point, and it keeps you from having any differences of opinion when they're down there doing the same job.
I like that idea.
So we're all set now. I'm looking at the clock, so
I think
if
this.
we don't want to be here till noon.
So I want to bring up the fact that you seem to be reluctant about zero sort and doing any of that, but I want to just say that we have Myers Casella will come pick up your trash and your recycling and zero sort at your house, so you don't feel that you can. I think you made a statement. You said, "I'm not going to do that about recycling at the transfer station." The last time,
Well, the thing, what it is
what
what I'm getting at is you're going to have more than just one, because
more than just one, what?
not just me, it's other people too involved in
But
this.
the more people
But
are outside, the less we handle down there, which in the long run is
I know
good
that too,
for
Bill.
us.
I
But
realize
folk
that. I'm not,
conclude.
Bill. I love to do numbers. So,
Before we conclude, it is a recycling situation, and Bill should also bring up what he thinks about making that physical environment more.
can I add one thing about management real quick? You had said the board made the decision about the road foreman becoming manager of. Can the board make the decision to remove, or are you ready to make a motion to remove
Why don't we do
remove
that?
what? The road foreman, as I don't know the
It's
manager,
in the minute.
because you had made the decision to give him that. So now if you can.
There is something that will have to go on regarding plowing and mowing. Some coordination between transfer
That's road
station
crew, is
and
it?
road crew.
Isn't that road crew though, plowing and mowing anyways? I just it's just
She's
the
like
management of the transfer station.
there's also some items that come up with the road crew and the driver who comes in to pick up. There's been
Right, but
not just a minute. There's also been through the years, some dis not good communication between NEKWMD and Dan about either getting into the serve into the facility, or they said they would and then they didn't. So there's that I think that will remain as a situation with whoever's attending there and road crew. But as far as other responsibilities that Dan has assumed coordinating with calls and stuff to them, he should not be doing that. I think
So
that should
can,
be handled by,
and that's all I'm asking is the board to make the decision in the minutes that Dan is no longer manager of, except for plowing
Was there a
and
title given to him?
in public. I don't know.
Public Works? Public Works?
Director. I don't know what that entailed, if that was the transfer station. But if we just want to do road form,
I don't know how to say it, but we'll have to make a, a decision, I guess, based on less responsibility expected from
because
the road program.
there are things that Dan will have to do, like, but he's not going to manage it.
Not manage it.
So
No.
it's simple. It's simple. It's not going to manage a transfer station.
Yeah.
I don't
Let me throw a whole wrench in everybody's bucket then. So if it used to be the one ton was
know. Yeah.
on paid half, the
Yeah, I
transfer
know.
station and
Half and
the,
half.
well, now if they're gonna, if the road crew's still doing down there, transfer station should be forking back some money toward the road crew
Yeah, for
for
plowing and
plowing
sanding.
and sanding down there,
Good.
budget to budget,
Yeah, so they're saying.
if, on the backside.
No.
So whether it's a so much per time, whether, it's just a nice
So
time.
would they plow
Well, they
the
shouldn't be. I
town
don't
clerk
know
office?
how
Should the
it.
town clerk office pay back money too? I mean, this municipal property.
It is municipal property, but it's just one, you're right. Should it come out of, just a thought.
Should it,
Because some other
is
towns
their
do things
responsibility
like that.
not, responsibility should not be maintenance of municipal property?
Well, they shouldn't have to go down there every inch to plow the transfer station out for WMB.
See, that's the
There's
problem.
one, well,
That's
there's
the
one thing
problem
that
with
needs to
WMB.
be laid out is Dan responsible to be down there if he's going to plow it every inch or every 2 inches? Or because to me, it's kind of asinine to plow a transfer station every inch.
Okay, well, the thing
That's
about it is the driver getting in to pick up, and Bill is going to talk about making the pickup a change in the way it's picked up, so it makes it easier for them to get in there
I
and pick
guess
up.
what I'd like to do here
We
is
have this in the
we'll
system.
take care of Dan.
Okay. This is
I'm feeling like a ping pong ball here.
Really, the thing is make a motion to
Yeah.
take Dan out of the management of the transfer station.
So yeah.
And I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So now you see that doesn't bother Dan if he has to go down there and plow.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same as plowing out here.
Yeah.
If it needs to be done, it if
What
it
seems to bother him is dealing with NEKWND. I don't think he really wants to at all.
Well, that's beside the point, Mary. We got other things we should be.
And you have
Yeah,
to
this
all
really
in
the
favor.
Been a problem for years.
it has.
Yeah.
Oh, he did say all in favor.
Yeah.
Yes, Ben.
Did we vote on that after we?
Did you
Yeah, we
vote?
said aye.
Yes. Okay.
Oh yeah, Bill.
I missed it.
It's like
My brain's thinking about
I
other
missed it. I'm
things.
sorry.
So why don't we move on to
Okay.
your thought?
Okay. Do we need a motion for the other part of you
Being the
being
contact.
the
Yeah,
contact
we
person?
should. We
Okay.
should.
So I make a motion that Bill becomes the contact person for questions, complaints, and other items regarding the transfer station, and also that we talk to the two attendants to see if one of them is
Is it us or Bill to do that?
Of Bill.
Bill.
That Bill
Bill
will. Bill will.
will talk to the two attendants to see if one of them is interested in handling
Assuming more
the
responsibility
phone
than
calls
Bill.
for reaching out to our partners. Pending that answer, we'll move to the next steps.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye. Okay. Mostly, I've been concerned with the management hearings and handling that. Most what I've been thinking about is the physical plant itself, how it's set up so poorly. We get the price. The price is really more than we want to put into it at this time, not knowing what our volume is going to be, because the volume could be substantially less if people are hiring private contractors. But personally, I'd like to say if we're going to have money put into that box, this thing here is like $65. We're crazy not to have something to spend
That's just a good.
$65
Yeah,
on.
because then there's a key on my side. The problem is a lot of the
Those
municipal
inside
officials but have a key to
the
that door.
box.
I don't think it's fair to anybody to drop money into a place where people are moving in
But
and
the
out.
other thing is, those usually have like a flap, so when it goes down, you can't
You
re-get
can't
on
reach
it.
in, and then I
Whereas,
would have the key to retrieve the money.
So what was happening in the past was it was either Barton or whoever was in charge would bring it in
They
himself because you
physically,
live in the town.
Darcy physically used to
But
bring it
those,
in.
I don't think they really, they see that as an encumbrance on
I
them.
think it would fit. I mean, I guess
I'd
I
have to
have,
look at the numbers, but it looks, it would probably fit in the same, close to the same hole. It wouldn't take a lot
There's
longer.
different ones. I just wanted to give you an idea that it's
Yeah,
a.
but yeah, I like what it, I think it says $65. So it's like that's a pretty cheap fix to get the money here on Saturdays and not have to worry about it.
So either you would do it or one of the attendants would
Probably one of
agree
the
based on the
attendants.
conversation you would have with them that they would do that in the future, right?
Yeah.
So if they don't want to do that in the future, are we still going to go with this?
I think they're handling money, and it is usually somebody's responsibility to reconcile their cash draw. That's part of the reconciliation process, is my thought. I don't think it's so far to drive down here.
No, I mean, that's what Kevin said. He said, it's no problem. I can drop it off. He said, but I want to put it on the in the door.
So why don't we just go ahead and make a motion on that?
I'll make a motion to authorize up to $100 to buy the appropriate cash drop device.
And I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We talked about the floor, and it
Yeah.
was 15,000, which isn't, it's out of this. To me, not a good idea right at this time because we don't know what it is. I went out and looked at Glover's recycling setup. They have, a room about as big as this room, which makes it nice. The only way we can make it so, to me, looking at it, that would make it better is those tubes that we have, is take those out, that partition wall that goes across, put a header in, take out most of that wall, then we can put like four boxes along there, put the oil, and I don't know why we're getting so much cooking oil. I don't know why we should be taking that and where it's coming
I
from.
don't know, it would just be a store.
It's gonna be a store in the Gap, I guess. But it's like,
No,
the
it's vegetable
Gap
oil.
has their own oil.
Yeah.
They don't bring it here.
And I don't know how long
They
that's.
will pick up, by the way. I did ask Michelle the other day. They will pick up. But about the motor oil, that barrel, it's got to be sealed. There's certain, they
Yeah.
won't,
Well, that should be put downstairs.
I think,
That,
just
the
like I said,
few
the
people
road
that
crew
bring in
take
used
those.
motor oil, it's stupid to take up all that space upstairs. So get that downstairs if someone has some and they want
But
to walk
again, it's
down.
coordination, with
Yeah.
any KW&G about how to handle that so they can pick up. Or if they suggest, well, can you get somebody from your road crew to bring it down? That's a big, that's a heavy, I don't know how many, but it's a
Yeah.
thousand pounds or something, the whole thing.
Yeah. What's that barrel?
No, the oil,
Yeah, the barrel oil.
motor oil.
Yeah,
Yeah.
55-gallon drum of motor oil is
Yeah.
about
Yeah.
500 pounds.
No, but
Yeah. And then
they've got all the
you
vegetable
can
oil
move that
too.
easy. Yeah. But yeah,
All the
Dan can
vegetable
move,
oil.
could go in with a backhoe
That'd be
and
good.
or you
That'd be
could just
good. And
put the
bring your
bumps in
township
it,
with it
seal it
though,
up and
so.
roll it. Yeah. But it should go downstairs rather than
Right, it
upstairs.
should. So about again about pickup, Gavin, saying, can I pick up right here?
Yeah. But yeah, he should be able to pick. Yeah, if he took it away, because it's at least one of the barrels is full. So that should be taken away. Then you put the empty barrel downstairs. But the main thing in there is the lack of room. So if you take out that partition wall and you get rid of the oil barrels, if you get you get that lip up of 8-inch lip, you could put boxes all along like that L shape, and so we'd have room for six or seven boxes.
Getting a
But
little
because
bit
we do, yeah, the
getting a little
gateway.
bit there.
But because of the height difference, I'm thinking, just get a ramp like that, and then my other picture is a winch like that, and use the winch
hook a chain from the ceiling. You know, it'd have to be set up rugged enough. Hook it on the bottom with the pallets, use that winch and pull them off. So when WMD comes to pick up, we can't have them up on that upper lift. They have to be on the flat floor. So we have to find some way to do it. This would, you know, these winches, I have one, and they'll pull a skidoo up a trailer in the middle of the summer with no problem. So they will easily pull what we have there. And all we have to do is get it down on the level ground. You know, because they're not going to be able to get it off
So what my I haven't done, and I'm so confused, Bill, because you got the Gaylords. Are the Gaylords downstairs in the bottom layer? Okay, so that
Not
used
the
to,
cardboard.
Not the cardboard. The
well,
cardboard is up
so in
too.
other words, that used to be the way it was anyways. So what are you trying to make more room for Gaylords? Is that what the situation
Because
is?
what happened
Both
over the
together.
years is you would have, when we used to have three people, they would, because we had to separate everything, they would all be downstairs. People would be pulling in, throwing the garbage wherever they wanted or not paying for it and driving back out. And the people downstairs didn't know what was going on. So it was just a poor setup where, you know, they would stop it, people would stop at the top and then they'd go put down below. What I'm saying is by doing taking out that wall and
Now, you're talking like upstairs, the garage doors here, that wall right there, right? That goes into that other room.
no, it's the next, you know, where the tubes go down through, taking that the tubes out and taking that wall out, and then you can line boxes up right there, and then on the back wall where the
Motor oil
motor
and
oil,
yeah, no,
motor
'cause
oil.
that's higher than where they are, you're saying?
It's higher than the floor. It's
Okay.
like
How
an
much
8-inch.
higher? 8 inch?
Yeah, it's like an 8 inch.
I wonder what the price would be just to pour concrete to bring that floor up so it was all level. Because the only thing that I wonder is if you start playing around with winches and stuff, them guys ain't gonna want to screw around too long loading.
No, I wouldn't do it when they were there. It's like on Saturday afternoon.
But it would also give you more room because then if you had extra, you could put it in that. Everything in that little room. You see what I'm saying? It'd give you one floor level to deal with.
Yeah. I've kind of thought of that, but then you have your entry door and you have your overhead door. If you add 8 inches, you got a screwed up
Right. I don't
set.
know if there's height enough there to.
Yeah, I don't know if your door would come all the way down if you did that. I know if I was there, it would be a pretty simple thing to hook two hooks around that bottom of a pallet. And you take the winch, push the button, and drag it down onto the floor. It's like a 5-minute job for each box. But the main thing is getting Joe Blair down there and taking out that wall that's in the way for everything. It is a supporting wall, so it has to be, you have to have posts with a header. So it's not just cutting out 8 2x4s. You have to put a header in, and which he said when he was there, when we were going to do that, if we put the whole new floor in, we were going to take that wall out anyway. It's us.
Well, the other thing too is, you know, the hauler who picks up from NEKWMG all the recyclable materials, he would prefer to pick up, drive in, pick up right where the overhead door is, not have to go down and around and, you
Yeah,
know, and more ice and more snow and so on down there.
and
So
that's another part of
that
it.
would
When
we'd have to make a grade change on the back there with some of the
yeah,
excellent equipment that we have in the road crew.
that's another thing. By not having the truck pulled down around back, if we do have an inch of snow, he's not gonna. You know, they don't have good tires on those trucks because they're rental trucks, and. You know, when he looked at it, he said, yeah, if I could stay up here,
Instead of being
it would be a lot
much
easier
better
for him.
right, so
So
you
by
stop some of
doing
the
everything
problem.
on the upper level rather than going down below, Dan would have to go in down there with a backhoe, and you know where the zero sort is now, where it's sitting
Yeah.
right to there. We just have to, it goes out and then there's a little ditch and then it goes up a hill. We just have to grade it so that a truck could swing in
Yep,
back
because
up to the
it's an
doors and
extremely long, big truck that they bring in. I didn't surprised, you know,
It's a
how long is that
27
thing?
foot box car.
20 foot.
Not that big.
20 feet, is it?
Yeah.
But then they have the
Mm-hmm.
lift gate on it
Yeah.
too, so that you
Right.
know adds another. So yeah, it does make by the time you're done a 40. But to me, this would be the cheapest, the easiest to we're gonna cut we want even if we put that floor in, we wanted to cut that wall out. So rather than putting the floor in, just cut the wall out. Get a ramp
Yeah.
and a winch and
Now, question for you, and you and Miriam would know probably better than I would. Summertime fluctuation, you're going to get a lot more than in the winter. You know, it's just the way it is around here. In the summertime, they don't have a problem going down below. Are you going to use down below for Gaylords during the summer?
well, the main
You
thing
mean
isn't
any KWMG?
right.
The main thing isn't even the where they pick it up. It's those tubes that I put in 10 years ago are a bottleneck.
Right, but what
Yeah.
I'm saying is because, like, in the summertime, if you there's people that have mostly cardboard. If you had two or three Gaylords down bottom set up for cardboard, you could send them right down to the bottom, get them the hell out of the way so that the people that have a bunch of stuff to sort, you know what I mean?
You could do
Because I know,
that.
like, the store, when he brings a couple of pickup loads.
And Mountain Lake Cottages, I have to return their call. They called about the new process, and if they sort everything, they still can, being a commercial entity, right? Or
Yep.
yeah, so
Right, I know.
we allow it. Barton doesn't
Right.
run their recycling. They do not allow commercial.
Yeah.
I
I
don't
mean, it's not
want
like we have a lot of commercial.
Right. So as long as she's recycling,
Here.
sorting everything, that's the
Yeah,
preferred.
no pickup.
No,
Right.
she knows no pickup, and she
Yeah,
asked about the
right.
price of the bags and weighing the trash.
But we should be able to, we really need, you know, most all the other places have like 12 Gaylords set up along so that people go through and because you have like two for each thing, there's five categories. So you need at least 10, and the cardboard, you need like four of them just for the
Yeah.
cardboard. It just, we don't have the room right now, the way things are set up,
Right.
to put more than
Yep.
maybe, we'll get the cardboard, and
Yeah.
there's
Maybe
just not
two or
enough room
three up
and
there.
without
Right.
using that lift.
Exactly.
But that's what I was talking about, is in addition to up top, you could have the
If you put the
extra
cardboard
overflow
down
down
below,
there. Yeah.
That might be a, especially if you maybe have one cardboard box thing
Upstairs, yeah.
for the small,
Yeah.
regular customers, and then
Well,
if
EV stuff is down there
so,
already. There's some, you know, there's it's not just cardboard, you know, tin, plastic. It's, you know, EV
okay,
stuff,
oh yeah,
hazardous
the TVs
materials,
and
you know, all of it that comes with a
computers,
lot.
But that
that's
way,
got
if you had
to
them spread out a little bit, you're not have
that
gonna be
bottleneck.
that bottleneck as
So.
much.
And now, so basically, can we, without spending a lot of money, can we retrofit this so that we have them, like Isaiah said, downstairs? What I'd like to do is see what the summer does and see what kind of traffic and get kind of an idea what the flow is going to be, and then kind of adjust later on
To a more
rather than
permanent.
just jump into this
Yeah.
and say we're going to do this.
Right.
See how it works. How many people, we don't know because we just started. We
Well,
don't know
that's
how much activity you're
that's
going to have down
Lexbo's
there.
idea. Yeah, hold off for a while.
Well, I
Yeah.
mean, just kind of like
Yeah, run the summer
I know people have always said that I was kind of slow. Well, that's been my cautious. I'm very, very, I don't really
with
like
it.
to jump to see what is going to happen in the future until you really see what the trend is. But even I mean, I agree with you. And
Because
I
we
think the doing this the way I'm talking is a pretty cheap, other than not how much it would cost Joe to go down there and and cut that out.
Yeah.
But the ramps, like 1,000, the winches, 400. You know, you're not spending a lot of money to make it a usable space. We got to get away from those tubes because even now, like when you were there the other day, when you were
Okay.
separating, nobody else could be in that spot. You
Okay.
know, it's a one person at a time.
Yeah.
And even this time of year, it's a bottleneck.
Yeah.
So it definitely is going
Yeah.
to be during the summer.
So
Right.
the other thing too is that anything we do down there that you look at for when we start hooking up chains and stuff like that, we got to make sure that we don't get visited by OSHA, and OSHA comes in and takes a look at it and says, "Ooh."
Yeah, because like where you're talking, hooking to the beam or whatever, it's all
Yeah.
going to be load rated.
You
Yeah.
also may have to get in touch with whoever we certify the transfer station with, because even when we change the hours, I have to let them know. So any,
Oh, that's
I'll have to
what
pull that certification up and see.
it's, yeah. It's you know that too, Miriam. I mean,
Yeah.
it's not simple just to,
Yeah.
I mean, this is all good discussion, but I'm just,
I know, I know. You know, like you
I'm
could.
looking back. I'm looking back at the time when we used to have these, when that was originally formed. We had bought these dumpsters, and they had lids on, and there were compartments in it, and that's what it was designed for. So that you had a ramp going out. You had two dumpsters, one on one side, one on the other. You would go out there. It was like 3 or 4 feet wide. And I don't know why that never. We went from that now to Gaylord's because the waste district, wanted, they started bringing in the Gaylord. So it's been quite a history of change. Well, change didn't quite work right. The
You know, and
other
there's
thing is we're I don't know how it is as far as we used to have a lot of trouble with, when John Badger was there, with people not taking, with trying to slip garbage in with his recyclables and then dumping it.
We don't so much because we're trying to train the new people to not wait on people the way they always had over. I mean, we've always done it where someone would come in, they would grab their stuff and separate from them. We're trying to do like all the other recycling places where, no, I'll tell you got the wrong box, but I'm not going to separate your
That's the
stuff
way
for you.
most of them do it, Bill.
Yeah, that's the
Yeah,
way it
that's
should be.
right. Yeah.
It
Yeah.
shouldn't be, our workers
And
shouldn't be.
usually you have a sign or something on it, and people can read a sign.
Yep, describing what goes in which
Yeah.
tube at this time. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're all, it's all there. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not large, though. They're
Jason,
kind
go
of
ahead. Yeah.
small. It'd
I
be
know.
great
So,
if they were large.
well, we could order them from Memphis Magog Press if somebody
Great.
let me
Okay.
know.
Thank you. Yeah.
Laminated
Eventually, sometime,
eventually,
when we
yes.
can free up more space.
I think that would be a
I
reasonable.
think if maybe a no cost option, just to see if it helps improve the flow, would be to do what you said, move the big cardboards down below, at least for the summer. It doesn't affect the picking up. There's no snow. And maybe put a couple Gaylords up there that would take something away from one of the tubes, right? So maybe eliminate two tubes down below and put Gaylords up top that say, do your plastic bottles and your aluminum, and then leave the tubes for other stuff. And that gets you people working at
People
least
have to
on
work
both
upstairs
sides.
and downstairs to recycle, right?
Well, just for the cardboard. They would just
Yeah,
work, they would just
cardboard
drop the
would
car. They could come in, they pull in, drop off the trash, sort their bottles and
be.
cans and plastic, and leave down around the bottom, drop the cardboard off in the Gaylords downstairs and head out. No
Yeah.
cost. And it would allow you to work on both sides of the building where the tubes are, right? So you could have people working in the tube side and people working on the side where the cardboard is now, but make that plastics.
People, you mean the two attendants?
No, people dropping off who are sorting their own stuff, who
Yeah.
you can only have one person in there right now. That would at least get you have people
And
on both sides sorting.
if we got rid of
Well,
the oil
yep. Yeah.
from up there, that gives another place
Yeah.
for
Yes.
two more Gaylord.
Yes. Yeah.
So it'll be tight, but
Yeah. Okay.
I just think for now it's like you instead of spending a lot of money and then just, oh well, this didn't work quite like we thought because of the traffic flow or whatever. It's better to kind of like, I think that's
This idea is free. It's just
moving what you got around.
Moving what you got around a little bit.
And who's to say, come fall, we might say, wow, that was a rough summer. That sucked. And maybe we made enough money where it's like, okay, yeah, I can see 15 grand going into a thing being worth it. But at this point, we just, there's so many
We
other
have to
options.
try to stay as cheap as we can, and
And then the other question, and this is a question that you guys might know more. We take motor oil, and
yes, we
my
do.
question is why? Because
It's been done for years.
Vermont law requires like automotive stores to take oil back. So, are we required to take oil by law? And if not, then I would say
We could check with
we could
the
tell
lady.
people to take it to the
Did you do
automotive
that,
stores,
Marianne?
which are required to
Or
take
even
it.
like Parkview, they have a waste
Yeah, that I'm
pile.
gonna say most of those places
I
are
did call
required.
Kathy Michelle. She
That's
said,
our friend
yes, we take
Monty.
motor oil.
But find out if it's
The
required.
legality of it.
Just again, if they're doing it because it's more convenient, I understand that. But at the same time, if it's causing us bigger issues to keep two 55 gallon
Eddie, I don't
drums
think there are that
together.
many people that change their own motor oil anymore.
No, it's getting complicated.
They
Cars are
might be
not
coming
what
from
they
out of
used to be.
town.
You might get one out of 1,000.
Regarding the cardboard, I think that might be a little bit difficult with traffic flow because I can't really carry a lot of my cardboard down around the back.
But you would have to drive
I
it.
drive down, but I don't know how much space there is for
Oh, you
other
can
people
pull right
like
back
me.
up.
Yeah,
So
to kind of be going back and then
you
forth.
have to be some
Yeah.
vertical
Yeah.
area. It was set up really good, except for I think the biggest thing we had with that down there was wintertime because of ice.
Yes.
The ice would come in,
And yeah,
seep in the corner. As you look at it would be the left-hand corner.
But at least try it from the summer where, traffic can circle right around.
There was some talk about putting in a false floor that would take care of probably the ice, because the ice would go
It
underneath,
was, yeah.
because it wasn't much ice. I mean, it was like in one section there, if I remember right, it was like 3 or 4 inches thick, and it just kind of tapered down to nothing.
Well, I wonder if we're required to take used vegetable oil because not having those bins, we could have room for the cardboard and not have to change the whole
Yeah, we need
flow.
to,
Yeah,
take a good look at it again,
but the
honestly.
vegetable oil is up on that lip. That lip is the whole problem down there. If it wasn't for that 8-inch lip, then we would have enough room in that area. But that's where, and we could even put like the aluminum in a Gaylord, because you could hook on, you can grab onto an aluminum Gaylord and slide it around. They're just not that. They're not that heavy because the box, even full, isn't very heavy. So that could be up on the lip, and you tie a rope onto it and pull it by hand.
Yeah,
So,
the plastics and cardboard big overflow all the time
and
on
they're too
both
heavy to
items.
move without being able to.
But cardboard is 75% of what is recycled.
It's also,
It's good because.
everybody's always taking cardboard to recycle. A lot of other stuff, it's like, well, they're not taking this, they're not taking that, but cardboard, you can always make more cardboard out of cardboard.
Well, and maybe something where if you do have room up top for a cardboard one, if for instance the store is bringing a whole bunch, you go right downstairs, have them drive around.
For your regular
But if
person
you've
that has
got
a few
somebody that's
cereal
got,
boxes,
right, they can throw it in on
or
top.
everybody get to Amazon
So
then.
anything, I mean, are we ready to do something here as far
Well,
as
I don't think there's anything we need to. We just have to make some changes, but I don't know if we have to.
Nothing that we're spending money on today, based
No.
on what came back and
Well,
needing to,
we're gonna
other than
we
the
approved this
lockbox.
$55
Yes, we
lockbox.
approved the lock. That was already approved.
I mean, we can try it. If we run into problems in the middle of the summer, we might have,
we can adjust, Bill.
yeah, we can hire another person to stay downstairs and fill everything, do everything downstairs, all the recycling. If it came down a running out of room and
It's like you start, and you start working on a building that's already there to make this building fit what you want to do with it. that it's already been designed for something else, it can be very costly. So you're spending money. You might as well take the money out and put it in your recycling bin and burn it. Because
You should go to Alan Cole's Sugar House if you want to see a hodgepodge.
well,
Is that addition here, addition there, up
it, you
here?
know, you just
Addition.
don't, you know, I'm getting at, Miriam. Yeah. And,
I do.
If we didn't have
No, I
so
think we
many
should.
seasonal people, that
We don't have
we
the
give
foresight yet
transportation.
enough to determine.
No,
Maybe if we
we need to
permit, we
leave.
have to
Then,
wait and
if
see.
we need to figure out, well, now maybe we want to budget, retrofit, and do a little more to this
Later,
rather than to say, well, we're going to do this, but
yeah.
bring it up next November when we do a budget. And that to me is really, I mean, that's.
And what?
I'm listening to you guys, but you know, whatever.
No, I think you're right. Maybe we play a little bit with the arrangement that's there right now. Yeah, the cardboard is a big thing. If we can get that downstairs, that would give us room for four boxes of cans
And anyway, just to close out, John has mentioned to me almost every time he sees me, "Wow, we really are saving at the transfer station revenue. I mean, we've got, I mean, expense. We're really saving. I can see that." And I just want to say, I think we ultimately should get rid of zero sort Casella down there, and we make these make it easier to recycle everyone. It's just we're allowing people to not recycle by just using zero sort, and I know, it's difficult and people don't want to, but there's also the option always of somebody coming to your residence and picking it up. Myers-Casella or Chairs, who's can serve Westmore, but it's up to the, I think people should either recycle their materials themselves or have somebody pick it up for them.
I should have brought my other car.
Well, I came because I wanted to just, a couple times a month when I'm going down to the transfer station, just be an extra set of hands and, look at compliance in a really kind of gentle way. But last summer, I saw a lot of people from out of Westmore coming in, and people had, pizza boxes and all that. And just it was. And the people at the transfer station weren't really getting paid enough money to be the cops. You know what I mean? And say,
So what
no,
it ended up
this,
in zero sort?
yeah.
Pizza boxes?
I don't know what the current situation is with compliance with that and also just straight
Well,
recycling
in my
bins.
understanding is like, if I remember right, there's a certain percentage that you can have that's in there that's
Of zero sort, correct.
junk. Yeah. But in our Gaylords, we're not
It's
zero.
yeah, right.
Because when they pick it up for Waste Management District, they literally pick it up, put it in the truck, unload it, and it goes to the cellar. Versus zero sort, I think it's a low percentage, but there is a percentage of garbage they figure in it.
It is when I'm down there, the people that come in, and I always think I know a pretty good share of the people in town, and there's always people coming in. It's like, oh, I don't know if I recognize them. And like the other day, when there was a couple guys, they came, made two trips, and I went and asked them. I said, "Are you from Westmore?" And they said, "No, we're from Massachusetts, but we're cleaning out my mother's house." Florence Collins had died, and Florence has a house in town. So I mean, they were legitimate. There was nothing wrong with it. But they had Massachusetts plates and didn't recognize either one of them. So I went and asked them. But the guys that are working there don't have time to,
No, they can't do that.
go and question people.
Okay.
We used to have stickers that you put on your bumper that identified you.
Put on your windshield, Bill.
It was on the windshield.
They're asking for that at the North Beach too.
We're gonna have stickers all over for you, North
Identify
Beach.
yourself as a taxpayer resident.
I'm just tires. I don't know who deals with the thing. I guess I've had this paper for quite a while, and I don't know the tire situation.
You mean
Or
with any case of your
yeah, that's NEKWMD, but I
right.
showed it to Dan, but I don't know if
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yeah, so
So what do you think
I
we could
don't
make a big poster of it?
I don't know if you have to
Dan,
increase your
Dan
price it.
have
I have no
we
idea.
did any of the
Not on
apple
toes.
or anything.
We did.
I'm just thinking of those
But I
guys.
think it's by weight, you know,
Like,
that whole thing by weight or by
soon as
tire. Remember, I don't
if
know.
we,
Both.
I guess we
They will
can
be
wait for them
both.
to pick them up.
So that's
It's that
something
full
that
on that
may be the
if we try
training.
and stick
It's
with
gonna be.
18-inch no rim tire
Yeah,
for
no, I
like
can
still
talk to him.
$5. Okay.
Yeah,
We do. I don't know what
well, I
they
don't
mean
want to make a
by
special trip
they've gone up.
without the room.
Probably wait for it to
Yeah,
thaw
but
a
yeah,
little. So
but
these are pretty much
so we
same
can
reshape
replace.
it
Yeah, so
on a
I don't.
speaker. I would
Yep.
say that we can.
Bring.
I would
And
adopt
the
it
sooner we can get it cardboard
because
headed down,
this is what
the
they're
better, I
charging.
guess.
Yeah, but I think
Yeah, and
Dan
if you need
is.
a
Did
hand
he make a
moving some stuff
decision? What?
around
No,
it, something like that.
it's kind
Because
of
I
been
know another main thing,
floating,
I think
David,
he can come with a
to
backhoe
Brian
too.
Capari,
He
the new
can put on
Wrightson.
drum
He's out. Yep.
and
Or
Dan's
you
out
know,
a 5 gallon thing.
I might be able to.
See? Oh.
I might be
Well,
able to
that's
ask
kind
him
of
what he
problem.
suggests. Should I ask Dan what he suggests?
Yeah, well,
Okay.
even though we doubted
I know, but
it.
he would
I
be
did
okay
mine
with it.
first. Yep. I had to
If he's not, I'll be
pee
back
prior.
there.
So
Thank you.
I take mine there. And all I do with mine, if I need to, I can take it to the Gap because they have it.
It's
They'll
pretty
have a
good.
fire starter.
Good.
Yeah,
Okay, who else? Anything else?
So, how are we doing here? I know that
No,
we're all set,
we
everybody.
almost got an hour tracked off.
So we have
We did, Bill.
Yeah.
Dan is out as manager. You are the main contact, and I would call you the emergency contact. You'll talk to the two attendants to see their interest, and then the cash drop box has been authorized. And then you might rearrange
And
things.
if the cash drop box like might need to be retrofitted,
Yeah.
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 So I don't know for sure what who can take care of
Right. I'm sure we can figure something
Dan
out.
might be able
Or let me
to.
know on
Yeah.
Friday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just
I think
wonder whether I'm having a
all set.
super
Okay.
identifying
Make a
blood
motion
thinner
to.
thing could be
Are
an
we all set,
outstanding
everybody?
issue.
Just.
What there's
I'm just wondering if having a sticker identifying people as Westmore residents could be an outstanding issue to consider down the road.
Consider down the road.
Yeah.
It
Used to be. I don't know why you
used
stopped
to. You know
it.
why we stopped it?
Why?
Because nobody would come get them. It wasn't enforceable. It's hard to
And then
enforce.
you get guys
I
down
mean,
there that when someone doesn't have a sticker, are you
yeah.
going to expect to start a confrontation over a bag of garbage?
Yeah,
No,
it's a nightmare.
Well, $3 sticker.
Well, I mean, it's a good idea, but it's just people didn't come get them. Then it kind of, at first they come get them, but then they phase out. Like Bill says, if you got 50% of them going in there without a sticker and the guy's looking at you, got to have a sticker. And then the guy says, well, you got to have it. Well, I'm not going to have it. I'm going
Yeah,
to Westmoreland,
we've been through that confrontation thing before, and that this would definitely cause it because these guys don't even know everybody in
Jason,
town.
you want to make a motion if we're done?
I will make a motion that we adjourn our special meeting for the day.
Okay, I will. Anybody want to second it?
I'll
That's okay.
second.
All those in favor?
Hi.
Aye. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
You're more than this.
Do we have the cleanup bags yet?
Of
No.
course, right?
I
Because I
have to
assume they
call
were.
about them. We
Well,
did get a notice, but we
we,
don't have them. That's
I
the same day
try
as the
to work
plant
from
sales,
home
so I
on
wanted to make
Wednesdays,
sure
and
that
I try
Maria
to
can I drop both
schedule
on my way.
meetings,
We haven't
vendor
figured
calls,
that out
all of
yet,
that stuff
so
on
okay.
Wednesdays, because I don't need to drive into
So
work for it. So I try to call on
probably, but
Wednesdays,
usually we say
know
you
that
can drop
Wednesday's my
or you
shitty
leave
day
it. It
sitting in front of
depends.
the computer.
The truck's usually here till 1, and then otherwise you can get at the house and Dan will pick it up.
Right? Then
But I don't know what
I'm
it
all
means,
out on
so
Monday,
I'll
then I
get
can
back
be
to you about
accomplished
this. Yeah,
with
right. This is
things for the
fine.
rest of the
And
week.
then where it
Yes.
says, oh,
You do it
the
halfway through the week,
alternate,
so you have
we don't
something to
have
look at.
one. Just say that, you
Mondays
know,
were
we don't, if
straight,
as needed,
great
yeah,
stuff
I
every
never filled
weekend.
that in. We have
Fridays,
okay,
I
right.
go
We
as
don't
little
have
work as
one. And
possible.
then these are the
And
boys, Eric and
then,
Kevin.
yeah, pretty
But I
good
just
system
know
going.
of their
Yeah. Hey,
email.
I've got an idea on this.
Do either, I didn't see
Yeah.
either of them have
No,
an
I think a
email
lot of insurance
address.
now. That's
So
it.
we'll just put down the phone.
I
That's
think
what I'll
that's
the name in the
it.
phone,
We can
okay?
change
Or I could do
that.
that. I
Yeah,
mean, if
that's
you want me
not
to,
one.
I have mine
But
here.
now
You
we're
know,
saying.
okay. But that's all, and we'll
play around with what we have.
That would be good, but
and
spend
this
no
is
money.
actually still
Yeah,
land
work
because
it out,
that's
and
what
we'll
we're
get
talking
the
about,
stickers.
weather related, the
Yeah,
snow.
well, yeah,
Emergency,
yeah.
put Bill and
Like,
Dan.
I know I did it. Put in the air.
His
Yeah.
name.
Yep. I'll put Bill contact,
Quiet.
but Dan
Yeah,
Feldman.
right. You know, that's been such a problem
Kevin,
with the
you
with
can rip
Dan
that
and
out. It's a
Bob.
little bit deep.
So are we okay with this?
We are good.
Okay, thank you.
When you
He,
start
like
ripping
older, you
capabilities,
know,
can
we're
you
getting
always
to it
find
then.
more
Come in. Okay,
capabilities?
no hurry.
No hurry.
Yeah,
Okay.
Kevin, I've been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out
I'm
enough room down
yeah.
there.
Yeah, you guys can save the
That's
camp.
so.